The Traveler's Journal, February 8th, with tips for staring down the big cats. Landlocked in South Central Africa, the country of Botswana is one of the Earth's least populated places. Much of the country is semi-arid wasteland, but its northwest corner serves as a catch basin for the deluges that fall in the highlands of Angola. The drainage seeps slowly south and east toward Botswana's center, creating a vast wetland that covers nearly 4,000 square miles. This is the Okavango Delta, and one of the best places on Earth for a walk on the wildlife side. Africa has numerous game preserves where one can go to glimpse birds and beasts in their native habitats, but most of them limit sightseers to staying in established bush camps and exploring in jeeps. In the Okavango Delta, however, visitors can pole a dugout canoe to a wild spot, pitch a tent, and spend as long as they wish exploring at will, or at least at the will of their local guide. That freedom makes for a unique wildlife experience. An Okavango adventure is not for travelers who require creature comforts, for there are few. There are, however, lots of creatures. Wildebeest, giraffe, zebra, baboon, and elephant. Encountering a leopard or lion face-to-face on equal unarmed footing in the open bush is an entirely different experience than watching from the protected secrecy of a waterhole blind. The guides say don't turn or run from either animal. But while you can stare down a lion, never ever look a leopard in the eye. Talk about up close and personal. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check our website, travelersjournal.com.